Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast to while away your day. We've hit the middle of the week. Hope everything is good with you. And as always, this is sponsored by my good friend Sarah at quantumhypno.co.uk. Link below. Do check it out, please. And, this is going to be a controversial one, but that doesn't stop me. So in we go. I saw a headline in GB News, which is strange, and I'll read it out. Here's the headline: Prince Harry regrets losing Kate, as the Duke really misses the Princess of Wales. Now, that's a strange headline, and you might say it's just really clumsily written. It's poor journalism, which, you know, to be fair, I would expect at GB News. But Prince Harry regrets losing her. Well, what? And he really misses her. Well, like, as far as I understand, I mean, she's not gone into hiding. It's just that she's being treated for her cancer. Assuming that is what the position actually is. And I'm not sure about anything now regarding Princess Catherine, the Princess of Wales. You know, We saw the video, we saw the previous fake photographs. It seems to me more and more that the video itself was pretty faked. I don't believe that video necessarily was as it appeared to be. So for some reason, the royal family have been playing tricks on us all year when it comes to Princess Catherine. Not so much King Charles. King Charles, I think everything is pretty much as it should be. He looks as if he's on the route to recovery. He's been out and about. We've seen him. Again, we don't know what his form of alleged cancer was. We don't know what the treatment has been. We don't know any of those things. But maybe we don't need to know. All we know is he well and what's his position? And he seems to be fine. He's visible and he has been out there. But that's different to the Princess of Wales, isn't it? And so it's like, what does Harry mean that he's lost her? Exactly. You know, like, to lose someone implies something a bit more than, oh, they have, you know, they've gone into a form of treatment that's going to reduce their public profile. I mean, it's not as if Prince Harry has a public profile in the UK anyway. So I don't know what he's missing. Was he in regular contact with her? I don't even think so. So, as I say, it just could be, I don't want to overdo this one, it could just be really, really bad copywriting by GB News, or it could be something else. If it's really bad copywriting, well, that's one for GB News to deal with. But is Harry signaling something else that we don't quite know? Has he accidentally let the cat out of the bag about something that we don't know? Because now we are clearly, you know, way beyond the other side of Easter, and we know that we're not likely to see Princess Catherine for the foreseeable future. And a lot of people are wondering, well, when did we actually last see her? Because if the video itself had been faked or in some way altered or things weren't right in the video, then that really means that we haven't seen the Princess of Wales in 2024. So where is she? What's happening with her? And if people say, well, look, she's having a treatment for cancer. Yeah, but they did try to mislead us about us. I mean, we shouldn't just casually say, oh, well, okay, they lied a wee bit about the photographs. Yes, you know, the photograph, the video at Windsor Farm Shop was fake. It wasn't them, obviously. But why would that happen? The photograph, obviously, the Mothering Sunday, the photograph, the fake photograph, we know that when she even admitted, yeah, she photoshopped it. And, you know, so it's very, very strange what is happening with her. So we're going to have to watch and see before we actually find out really what's happened. I mean, I'm aware of all kinds of theories circulating regarding Princess Catherine. I'm not going to repeat them. All I would simply say is that by making these comments, if anything, Prince Harry has fueled some of these concerns we have. So he says that he's lost her. He really misses her. And he's talking about her in the past tense. What could that mean? Why is he talking about her in the past tense? He could say, look, it's a real shame that, you know, she's been taken out of commission, obviously, because of cancer, and hopefully she'll be back soon. That would have been a different way of addressing the issue. But he's not said that, according to GB News anyway. That's not what his take on it was. So I wonder what you make of this one then. I mean, you know, is there something here that they know and that they want to hold back from us? What is it? Is there a secret? She, as I said, she was last seen on Christmas Day 2023. You know, we're getting on towards halfway through April. And the fake photographs and fake videos and all the rest of it that have come out between now and then haven't exactly reassured the nation that everything is fine. She may well, it may be just as simple as clumsy statements from Prince Harry, maybe. And it could be that, yes, she is just taking a back seat, getting the treatment, presumably the same as Charles, although again, as I say, we don't know what her form of cancer is either. We just know she's got cancer. So, I don't know, the whole royal family cancer thing is very, very strange. I'm sure you'd agree.